If you get COVID-19 and your medical bills pile up, a federal law could protect you from paying. Celia Yopis Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports that you may need to dig and fight back to defend yourself against charges you're not supposed to pay.
Back in April, Anil Garmalkar was driving his semi-truck delivering meat in several states. Then he got really sick. He made it home to Oswego in southeast Kansas, but he just got worse. COVID-19 had the 41-year-old gasping for air. His lungs were under siege.
So I was just fighting for really violent, you know, shallow breaths.
To try and save him, his local hospital decided to rush him to KU Medical Center in Kansas City. They put him on a ventilator and sent him by helicopter. And Garmalkar is so grateful.
They got me where they needed to get me in really difficult times. You know, I might not have made it otherwise.
3 months later, his voice is still healing, and even though he's over the virus itself, he's had to go back to the hospital 3 times because of related breathing problems. So he's got a lot on his plate just recovering. But he's also busy keeping an eye on his insurance statements, making sure hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical charges get covered. And thankfully, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas has approved most of it right away. Some things took a few phone calls. The hardest, though, was the helicopter bill. Air Methods billed Blue Cross $80,000. The company isn't in this insurer's network, and Blue Cross refused to pay a dime. Garmalkar and his wife started to worry.
It kind of felt like if Blue Cross paid them $20,000 or settled this for less than the $80,000, that we were still on the hook for what was left, or whatever we could negotiate.
When they asked Air Methods about it, they didn't get a clear answer. When they pleaded with Blue Cross, their claim just got rejected again.
No one could say what's going to happen and what you're actually going to owe or how it's going to end up if it goes south.
But here's the thing. The Garmalkars don't have to pay. And if you have COVID-19 bills, you might not need to either. It just might take you some digging to know for sure. Here are a few things to check. The hospital or ambulance or whoever, did they get some of that federal stimulus money that Congress doled out, the CARES Act relief funds? Air Methods did.
So if a provider takes it, it comes with strings attached.
Manasa Kona is a professor at the Center on Health Insurance Reforms at Georgetown University.
These providers are not allowed to send a balance bill for services related to COVID-19.
A balance bill. Okay, we're not talking about your copay or your deductible. This is a surprise bill. It's when your insurer pays part of the tab for something out of network, and then the biller goes after you for the rest, which could be thousands of dollars. And that's what Anil Garmalkar was scared of. So ask your biller if they got that stimulus money. Then ask your insurer for their rules on COVID-19 treatment. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas promised back in early April to waive things like deductibles and copays for COVID-19 treatment, depending on what plan you have. Anil Garmalkar has the right type of plan. He asked the Kansas News Service to look into his claim, and soon after that, Blue Cross fixed it. Here's a spokeswoman.
Once we looked into it further, did some more investigation, we did determine it was an emergency, and then we also determined that it was COVID-related.
Blue Cross and Air Methods settled the bill and left Garmalkar out of it. One last tip from Manasa Kona again at Georgetown. If you think your insurer isn't handling your claim properly, you can also call the state insurance department.
I think this is exactly the type of thing that they're there for, especially, you know, if an insurance company is giving you the runaround, you should be able to reach out to your Department of Insurance and ask them to step in and to see what's going on.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Oswego.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.